Dr. Pinsky with a female. I am Ann Verna, V-E-R-N-A, Williams. Verna Williams is a 33-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-17-22. Apparently she slipped while in a walk-in freezer at the job. Apparently she states she hit her head on a rack but did not have loss of consciousness. Apparently she then fell to the right side. Apparently she believes she messed up her neck and ankle and did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis, period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, she does convey that her ankle still is symptomatic, and in her neck, she has only intermittent pain, period. The paragraph, as per her claim petition, she slipped on 10-17-22, suffering injuries to the right foot, comma, head, comma, and neck. Her treatment notes show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 10-25-22, period. He noted that when she went to Inspire, emergency room x-rays were negative for a fracture. Apparently, she still had soreness. Apparently, he noted a history of surgery on the right hand, period, in terms of his exam. The noted range of motion of the ankle was reduced. Appeared there was soft tissue swelling, comma, some discoloration, comma, but no tenderness medially, posteriorly, comma, or at the base of the fifth metatarsal, period. He rendered diagnoses of acute right ankle pain, comma, sprain, and sprain, period. He reviewed the x-rays himself, were negative for fracture, period. He placed her in a lace-up brace and to weight bearers tolerated, period. She returned on 11-1-22. And reports improvement in her pain and motion. She states she has soreness while outside and minimal when wearing her brace, period. Her clinical exam was exactly the same as that previously documented. Brady wanted her to continue bracing with work restrictions for another week, and then progress to regular activity. Apparently, she was able to perform single leg heel raise test and follow up as needed. Period. She was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Calderon on 10-26-22. Period. He diagnosed right foot pain, for which he recommended ambulating in sneakers with supportive inserts, but he also prescribed meloxicam, period. His other diagnosis was pain and sprain of the right ankle, period. He apparently did perform repeat x-rays of the foot. Apparently, she was to follow up with Premier Orthopedics / Dr. Zucconi and follow up with him in 2 weeks. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal. Extremities. Upper, there was healed scarring on the dorsal right wrist consistent with the aforementioned surgeries. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, although limited by wearing a burqa and a hijab on her head. Period. Extremities lower, she wore tight stretch pants that she rolled up for visualization. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles are normal. Cervical, she was hypermobile with no tenderness. The rest of that section is normal. And then lumbosacral is normal. Impressions. On 10/17/22, Verna Williams slipped and fell while in a walk-in freezer at work. Period. She injured her foot. Period. She also claimed to have injured her head and neck without loss of consciousness. Period. She was seen at an emergency room afterwards where x-rays were negative. Period. She followed up orthopedically with Dr. Zucconi. On 10/25/22, Period. He confirmed the x-rays were negative. Period. She also saw a podiatrist named Dr. Calderon who made recommendations relative to footwear. Period. Dr. Zucconi had her in a lace-up brace for a short period of time. Period. As of 11/1/22, he discharged her from care. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found she ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. She could walk on her heels and toes. With that difficulty, period, she could do single leg heel raises on the right. Period. Exam of the head, comma, neck, comma, and neurologic system was unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period, the soft tissue injury she sustained on 10/17/22 was fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period, she also remains highly functional. Period, end.